أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We looked at the 11 things that would fast track us to Jannah. And the question that children normally ask is, what is Jannah? Is it just a remote land in the heavens with trees and flowers and gardens and rivers of honey and milk? And one of them said, but I don't like honey and milk. Wearing silk clothes, lots of beautiful people for company. Well, that may be so, but Jannah in essence is a gross manifestation of the Jannah we create here, if we do. In essence, it is the divine precept of success. Two English words are often used to translate it, paradise and heaven. But maybe a better thing to do is to look at who are Ahlul Jannah, and we'll post the notes so you can highlight all the ayat of the Quran that refer to each of the things that we're going to talk about today. So Ahlul Jannah is a term used for those who manifest the qualities that divinity terms are successful. In other words, those who strive to reach their full potential. The walking, talking people on the earth that manifest the signs of those who belong in Jannah, who have in essence, who are successful, who will be successful. So those in Jannah who have already manifested their full potential are called Ashabul Jannah. So there's a differentiation, Ahlul Jannah and Ashabul Jannah. So first, some basic principles. There is no gender bias. Number two, the achievement of success is never beyond one's capacity. And the third thing is, news of Jannah is given at the point of death. Fine. So now we're going to look at the profile of those who are Ahlul Jannah. And we've got about 22 things. Each of them have got references from the Quran that you can highlight and you can look at. The first one is, they manifest their belief through good deeds. Good deeds, it's acts of kindness that change lives for other people for the better. Number two, they strive to achieve their goals. That means they put 110% into everything, but then they hand it over to Him. They manifest sabr. There's perseverance, but then there's also patience. Number three, they do not display any arrogance. Number four, they have no ill feelings towards anyone. They do not commit injustice. They are absolutely sure about the words of divinity, an absolute trust in Him. They do not hoard. They don't belittle others. They focus on reaching their full potential till their last breath. They have self-esteem, but with that they have humility. They are God-conscious. They have an ability to admit mistakes and make a U-turn. That is Tawbah. They have an ability to exude peace wherever they go. You feel totally at peace when you're with them. You feel invigorated. They love their work. That means they make intelligent career choices. They are very people orientated. They're consistent. They recognize the rights of parents and children. They're very family orientated. They're quick to ask His forgiveness. They recognize errors and they're willing to change. They fulfill their promises. And finally, they enrich the lives of others without expecting a tangible return. Their expectations are only from their Rabb. So look at this list. Put some boxes near it. And how many boxes do each of us tick? Make it a goal to be able to tick as many as possible. May Allah make us those who are Ahlul Jannah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.